You're listening to SBS News.
Craig Lapsley oversaw the fire recovery system during the response to the Black Saturday bushfires in 2009. He says more action needs to be taken to avoid seeing a repeat of such a large loss of life. 173 people died.
The 2009 fires had a backdrop of 13 years of drought. The fuels were so dry. That's exactly what you're seeing in New South Wales and Queensland now. You're seeing long-term drought, which is impacting on fire behaviour that is different. And I think that's a fundamental issue. New South Wales Rural Fire Service this week have felt the pain of putting a backburn in, which is a legitimate tactic to put fire against fire. And that itself ran away in the night and caused impact on almost 20 houses or 20 dwellings or 20 structures. Now, I spoke to the Commissioner myself. They were quite shocked by that. And you think about the firefighters that put that burn in, they'd be shocked themselves and probably traumatised that they put a fire in that then moved through their community. So it's got broad impacts. And the fact that we could see death, more destruction, displacement of communities are really key issues for Victoria to understand as we move into the season, but across Australia as we see it today.
The former head of Victoria's Emergency Services is one of 29 members of the Emergency Leaders for Climate Action, a collective of former emergency services bosses. They say a lack of leadership on climate change policy has forced them to convene their own summit, provisionally set for March. The summit will be going ahead with or without the Prime Minister's attendance. Former Fire and Rescue New South Wales Commissioner Greg Mullins says the federal government's policy on climate change has been disappointing.
Look, unfortunately, on the climate change front, Australia is not pulling its weight. Every year for the past 5 years under this government, our emissions have gone up. We opposed more measures to reduce emissions internationally in Madrid, which is an international embarrassment for this country when we're burning. And in terms of bushfires, the government was asked back in April, we asked them to put more funding into aircraft in accordance with a business case that they've sat on for nearly 2 years. And it was only last week that the Prime Minister finally caved in and put in a bit of extra funding. But it's a one-off and a little bit too late. But it will be welcome to the fire services, I know.
Attendees of the summit would include fire service workers, Indigenous landowners, the military, health professionals, the insurance industry and local governments. A former Commissioner of the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, Lee Johnson, says on the agenda will be the health impacts and how to better adapt firefighting methods to the threat today. He says the nature of the bushfire threat has now changed and traditional firefighting methods are not proving as effective as they used to be, which is driving the need for new approaches.
Well, one of the big factors, and I think increasing factor in the Queensland situation, for example, is the increase of urbanisation and creep of structures into the peri-urban or the rural-urban interface, if you like. So the number of buildings that are now built within the bush and surrounded by bush has definitely increased, obviously, over time as the population grows. And that puts more and more property at risk, therefore more and more people at risk. And the intensity of the fires under extreme or catastrophic fire conditions, fire weather that we've been having, means, well, you really can't fight these fires head on. Your building is not designed or built to withstand a firestorm from these kinds of fires. So it's just a very difficult situation and it needs a lot of research and a lot of good thought to come up with new ideas.
Australia's reliance on coal-fired power makes it one of the world's largest carbon emitters per capita. The government insists that Australia will meet a pledge to cut emissions by at least 26% at a canter by 2030 versus 2005 levels. But independent analysts say that with emissions trending upwards, it looks unlikely that Australia will be able to achieve the target. Mr. Mullins says he would like to see the federal government take more decisive action to immediately ramp up efforts to reduce emissions.
Immediate things like additional money for aircraft, coordinating the military far better than it has been in the past when it was essentially ad hoc, working out what capabilities they can bring to bear to assist the emergency services. medium-term measures to keep communities safe, and that includes building standards, community refuges, warning systems. But the long term, we need to look after future generations. We must take our place amongst countries that are actually doing something about emissions and climate change, or this country will continue to burn and flood and be hit by mega cyclones.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he believes climate change is one of the many factors behind the severity of this fire season, but insists that Australia is doing its part to combat the global problem of climate change. He says Australia is powerless to directly impact on specific fire events because it causes 1.3% of global emissions. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.